church back in January. And when I saw them put it on Facebook, something just leaped in my spirit. And I thought, I've got to get Pastor Jerry and Laverne, and we need to go there for the service. And that's when we had that beautiful, beautiful white snow, 14 inches of wonderful white snow. Hallelujah. And so far, I haven't complained about the hot weather. I told y'all I wouldn't until August, so I've got at least 3 more weeks. Amen? But that's how I came to know Debbie, was through that, and we'd been talking back and forth a little bit, and I felt like our spirits connected, and so I felt like I needed to invite her, and she's been at Jim and Connie's church and going to next weekend. So, Sister Debbie, just come up and bless us today, and we're glad that you are here. Amen. Amen.
Can give me a different mic. Hallelujah. Lord, we welcome your angels in the house tonight. We welcome your presence here. I just kept hearing this old song, so we're just going to move into it. Because we are standing on holy ground. Let's worship. Worship. We wait.
for you. We wait for you. We wait for you. To walk in this room, we wait for you.
Glory!
We wait for you. We wait for you. To walk in this room, we wait for you, Jesus. We wait for you. We wait. Shekinah glory come down, Shekinah glory come down. Here we are standing in your presence, here we are standing in your presence. Shekinah glory come down, release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come, yes, Shekinah glory come, release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come, Shekinah glory come, yes. Release the fullness, glory of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory come, 'cause Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long. To be overcome by let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Want to praise you and lift my hands and say, say I love you. You are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name.
Exalt his name just a moment. Lord, we bless you. We magnify your name, Lord. You are our God. You're King of our lives. We submit to your rule, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that heaven has come to earth and we get to enjoy the benefits of it. So, Lord, have your way. Move among our hearts, Lord. Shake the very ground that we stand on, Father. And cause your glory to be revealed. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Debbie. Can we just give everybody a good hand clap, all the praise team and worshipers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's up to something. No, y'all didn't hear me. God's up to something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A song we sung just a few minutes ago, when I wake up in the land of glory. Some of you are waiting to get to heaven to wake up in glory. But you can wake up in glory right here. See, the Revelation says, to him that overcome, will I cause him to sit with me upon my throne. And Paul said, you're already seated with him in heavenly places. How can that happen? Because this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith, glory to God. And if you begin to see yourself reigning and ruling with the Lord, amen, see yourself as more than what you are in the natural, you begin to see God begin to move in your life in greater ways, amen. We've been in some services the last several days. Debbie, I think you were there. Was you there when the scars disappeared on the cut? No, you wasn't there on that one. Oh, you was. I know. Yeah. We was telling the pastors earlier, we've seen a couple girls had been cutting themselves, scars all up and down their arms, and God instantly delivered them and removed the scars. We've seen five different people in the last 7 days with screws and metal dissolve out of their body, glory to God, where they was coming out, where you could feel them, you could see them, and they absolutely dissolved, glory to God. Same God, amen. Same God, glory to God. And I believe you can wake up in glory today. I believe that if you'll begin to see who you are and whose you are, you can wake up to something and begin to experience something greater than what you had anticipated having happened in your life. Amen. I want to just be bold enough to tell you that you don't have to leave this meeting the way you came in. If you're sick, you can be healed. Come on now. If you got hang-ups and addictions, you can be set free. Come on now. If you're high and dry and just need a refreshing, you can get that. Glory to God. Amen. No telling what the Lord's going to do. No telling, you know. The voice of God just may walk up to you. I don't know what your name is, but I saw this. I saw like this. And the Lord says, it's been like an up and down roller coaster ride. But the voice of the Lord comes to you and says he's about to set things in order and set things straight. The Lord said he's going to bring a stability in your life. And you're going to see that your dreams and your vision, you haven't been crazy. You haven't lost it. You haven't gone off the deep end. God said, I've been telling you and I've been writing on the pages of your life. And I've been producing hope in you so that you can begin to rise up. And you can begin to take new ground and new territory. And the Lord says you're going to begin to see the things over the last 6 years that you've just been struggling through suddenly begin to come into fruition, and you're going to see that this is your season of breakthrough, says the Lord. So the Lord says, just rejoice and be glad, because the Lord said, I've not forgotten about you. And the Lord said, I'm moving on your behalf to set you free, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So no telling what God may do in these services, amen, if you'll just open yourself up to receive it, amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm not preaching tonight. My wife is. Glory to God. Yeah, you are. And I'm just warming things up for her, glory to God. So come on. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. She says, oh, I am.
I am. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Glory. It's prophetic revival. Come on, tell somebody beside you, say it's prophetic revival night. Amen. So that means your antenna's got to come up. Amen. Something in you is coming alive, fresh and a brand new. Am I talking to anybody? Or, I mean, do we need to have a resurrection service like right now? I'm just trying to find out where everybody's at. Hey, listen, I got to tell you this. As we were worshiping, and understand my heart when I say this, but I turned around to look, and majority of you were sitting. And I thought, God, what's wrong? What happened to the passion, the zeal, to press into his presence? What happened to the place that we were passionate about, that it was all about Jesus, and I want him more? What happened to it? Listen, the Lord quickly reminded me. I heard this story, and it was Bill Johnson from Bethel Church. But at their church, they have a separate building that there's 24-hour worship going 7 days a week. It never stops. 24-hour worship going on and on and on and on. It never, ever stops. Well, his wife has an office in that building, And she has this unusual plant that was given to her as a gift. And this plant, in the natural, it only buds one time a year, and that's in November. Now catch this. Because this plant is set in this atmosphere of continuous worship for 24 hours, 7 days a week, all of a sudden this plant began to bud every single month. It did something that it was originally not intended to do. You say, why am I sharing that? I'm so glad you asked. Listen, here's the thing. If a plant that is set down in dirt can respond to the presence of God, then what is wrong with you and I that we can't respond to the presence of God? You are the most precious, valuable possession, so much so that he died for you. He didn't die for the plant that was stuck down in the dirt. He died for you that you could have the fullness of the abundant of life right here, right now, not waiting till you get to heaven. But he says, now I want you to have it. Now I want you to experience the fullness of my glory and my goodness and all that I am. Now, can somebody say now? So if in a plant in dirt can worship God and respond beyond its natural intent, then why can't you? Why can't I? Come on now, amen. Am I talking to anybody in this house that's crazy, crazy about Jesus? I mean, come on, Ricardo, is it only you and me? What's going on? Is anybody else crazy about Jesus? Has God done anything for any of you? Has he brought you out of situations that you thought, God, if you don't come through, I don't know what's going to happen in this. Come on. I don't know about you, but I refuse to allow a plant stuck down in dirt outdo me in worship. Hello. I refuse. I'm not going to allow a plant. If it can respond, I can respond. Every single time. Every single time. Now, what I love about God in his goodness, he gives us opportunities over and over and over, amen, to respond properly. Come on, the theme is, who is this King of Glory? Come on, I'm not talking about your best friend. I'm not talking about the one that shows up that you call on in your hour of need. Glory to God, he shows up just because he's good and he's crazy about you. But can we not engage for just another moment? Come on, can we not engage and welcome this King of Glory? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords that has never, ever, ever left you down, nor will he. Come on, the one that causes resurrection life and breath to breathe upon you in moments and times that you don't even recognize it. He's breathing on you right now. Do you recognize it? I feel like the prophets of old. Do you not perceive and do you not know that he's coming your way? Will you not know it? Come on, amen. He's among us. He's here. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm going to give you a chance to outdo a plant stuck down in dirt. I said I'm going to give you a chance to outdo a plant that's been stuck down in dirt. Come on, if that plant can respond beyond its natural means, we can respond no matter where we're at in our walk with God. We can respond and welcome this King of Glory because he wants to bring a breakthrough and a miracle for you more than you want it. He's desperate for you to have the fullness of all of heaven. He's desperate and crazy for you. Desperate for you. He refuses to leave you where you're at. I love it. One of the words that came to us was that God was going to begin to break us out of our grave-like experiences. That grave-like place is a place called a rut. What I love about his goodness is he said, listen, you don't have to do anything. I'm going to bust you out. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to pull you up. I'm going to cause my breath to breathe on you again. I'm going to breathe on that dream again. I'm going to speak life to you again. I'll not let you go. Do you hear what the King of Glory is saying? I won't let you go. Shoo. Oh, God. Oh, Debbie. Can we sing You Are Good? You are good. Can we go there? She's getting there. Hallelujah. Let's go here for a moment. Let's outdo a plant in dirt. Hey, listen, we got all this area up here. Some of you, listen, let me help you out with the anointing and the presence of God. If you're not getting it where you're at, come on up here. Don't stay where you're at. Come on. Come on up here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Everybody, come on. Let's fill this up right here. This is where we come to meet with our King of Glory. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to get you into His presence. Because if I can help get you there, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Glory. But we need to engage. Come on, you need to engage. Tell your spirit man, say, wake up. Wake up, you wake up. You will bless the Lord, oh my soul. You will bless this King of Glory, oh my soul. All that's within me, I will bless His holy, holy name. Oh, come on, Debbie, let's go there. Yeah, listen.
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, He is my song. For You are good.
Come on.
Good. Oh, You are good, 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 good. Oh, You are good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Real quick, to keep this going, what I see in my spirit is it's just like we were back in the days when Moses was leading the children. And they would be parked out in their camps, and they would be parked out in their tribes. And they stayed there until the Spirit of the Lord said, move. And God would speak to Moses and say, Moses, we're moving tomorrow. And he would get them all together, and they'd all get their stuff, and they'd take the tabernacle, and the praise and the worship would go first, you know, line of the tribe of Judah. But this is what the Lord showed me. He said, some of you, God said, move, and you stayed there. You know why? Well, you liked it there. You didn't want to go in that direction. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the one when the Spirit of God comes down and says, Laverne, move. I'm going in that direction. I tell you what, if you stay there, it's going to be dry. It may be green now, but it's green there now because that's where God's put you. But when God tells you to move and you don't move, it'll dry up here and it's going to be green right there where he's taking you. Amen.
Amen. Glory. Amen. He's good. Amen.
You are good.
He's good. He's good.
Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh,
come on.
You are good.
He's good.
Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good.
You're good. Come on, shout that out to him.
A moment to remember he's a good God.
You are never gonna let
he's good.
Never gonna let me down.
I said he's good. You're hallelujah. Glory. He's so good that that house is gonna sell within the next 24 hours. He's that good. Yeah. Why not? Woo. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, have mercy. How can she say 24 hours? Because God says, you put a time on it. So I say, God, 24 hours that house sells. 24-hour turnaround. Come on, he's good.
You are good.
You're good. What do you believe in Father for?
You are good.
You're good.
Oh, you are good.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes, he is.
You are good. You're good. Oh, you are good.
Yeah.
Oh, you are good.
Good.
Oh, you are good.
You're so good. Good.
Whoa.
Wow. Woo. He's crazy about you.
Yeah.
He's crazy about you. Listen, hear me. Some of you are going to begin to experience the goodness of God like you never have. Come on. Past dreams. I'm talking 10, 15, some of you 20 years back. You're in the time period right now where you're going to see the fulfillment of some things.
Yes.
Nobody's excited about that. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us. Is anybody else excited about that but me? Glory. I've got things I have held on to. And I've went back to them and I'm breathing on them again. And God says, you're going to see the fulfillment of it. You will see it this year. This year. Glory. I love it. The Father's been challenging me. When I ask him of something, he says, you tell me the set time for it. You tell me. You know what he's doing? He's provoking my faith. Come on. Just like he did the prophet Ezekiel, son of man, can these dry bones live? It wasn't a trick question. Come on. He wasn't trying to trick the prophet. But he was trying to help the prophet to realize what was deposited on the inside of him. If I could get you to cooperate with me, amen. If I could get you to a place that you can begin to release the word of the Lord. And he said, I love it. The prophet chickened out. None of you all would, but he did. He said, well, God, you know. And I love it because Father didn't let him off the hook. He asked him again, son of man, can these dry bones live? And he challenged him. It'll be as you say. Come on. Do you hear what the Spirit of the Lord's saying? He's challenging your faith. He's challenging some of you tonight. It's going to be as you say. You set the time frame on it. You decree. Now faith is. Come on. Now, now, now. You all, the word is in you guys. Amen. It just needs to bubble up and rekindle again. He's good. And you are in your set time. I said, you are in your set time. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's good. Amen. Glory. Well, hug on somebody. Tell him he's good. Let him know you're glad to see him tonight.
You are good.
Amen. You don't know what it took somebody to get here. Ha. He's good. Yeah.
You are good.
Come on. He's good.
You are good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh. You are good, good. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. Don't go get in your seat and get comfy because I will come after you. Yes, I will. I will come after you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's good. He's so good. He's so good. Wow. I can't tell you how many times Father has come through for me just in meditating on his goodness. Yes. Just talking about his goodness. Yes. And I love it because he shows up in such a way, he says, oh, honey, you thought you saw something then. Wait till you see this. Come on. That's how good he is. Amen. He wants to show you his goodness and measures and ways that, I mean, you can't even articulate. You can't even ask him for. He wants to be so extravagant with you. Come on, extravagant. He wants to just be hilariously, what's the word I'm looking for? Extravagant, just lavish all of heaven on you. Come on. I love it. We were singing at one time about open up the heavens. I want to tell you the heavens are wide open. They are already open. Amen. They are already wide open. Come on. I'm just trying to get you to engage, because if I can get you to engage, you're going to get your miracle tonight. Come on. If I can get you to engage your spirit, man, wake it up, stir it up. Amen. Then you're going to get what you came for tonight. Some of you don't even know what it is. Some of you might just feel like you need a lifeline from heaven to pump passion in you again. He's here for that too. Amen. I love the Holy Ghost. He's more than just a comforter, but he's also one that comes with power for demonstration. Ho! Demonstration for miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. Come on. He wants to show himself. That's part of his goodness being demonstrated to you and I. Isn't that awesome? Glory to God. Aren't you so glad that you got another chance to outdo a plant set down in dirt? When I heard that story, I mean, it just totally wrecked. I mean, I thought I was doing pretty good in worship. And it just made me go to another place. Amen? I won't let no plant outdo me. Glory to God. Well, it's an honor to be here. Amen. And I love the presence of my Father. I don't have anything to offer you apart from that. But I love it when I know he's here. I know he's here. Amen. I love it when Debbie began to just welcome the angels of the Lord. That's something I've been experiencing a lot of here lately. We'll be in services and I'll feel something brush up against me or tap me. And it's like the Lord is getting my attention to let me know they're here to work with you. And they're here to work with me tonight. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Because we have open heaven. Everything heaven has access to, we have access to right now. Well, let me go over here. I said everything heaven has access to, we have access to right now. Oh, y'all are really good. Let's go over here. All right, so everything that heaven has access to, we have access to right now. Glory, limitless, amen. I love that. All right, so glory to God. I want to share an experience, an encounter that I had with God that I believe you're going to encounter tonight. Yes. Amen. What do I mean by that? I had a very unique impartation last year, 2015, and I have not been the same. One of the things the Lord has allowed me to carry right now at this season and time of my life is the fire of God. You say, what is that? Again, I'm so glad you asked. The fire of God is to awaken every gifting, every calling, every ability that is placed on the inside of you. The fire of God is there also to purge anything that's unlike the Father. I'm talking about areas of weaknesses that you've never been able to overcome. The presence, that fiery power, presence of the Holy Ghost comes with such force, amen, that you don't just go down on the ground to feel good. Come on. You come up completely, radically undone and changed for his glory. Come on. Well, about three of you are going to get it. Okay. That's all right. Hallelujah. So we're in a time, I love this, of welcoming the King of Glory, prophetic revival. It's a time of waking, shakening, miracles, and revival. Amen? Amen. Psalms 104:4 says it this way. Says, who makes winds or his angels, messengers, flames of fire, his ministers. That's what I've got working with me tonight. Hallelujah. I was just in a service a few months ago in Louisville, Kentucky. And I was there for two services. I think, yeah, two. And the first night that I was there, there was a family that came in. And the husband was kind of drugged there by his wife. He didn't really want to go, but he went. And because he's been in horrible, horrible pain, he had had an accident, fell off a ladder, broke his back, broke both legs, had metal down his back, in his knees, screws in his knees, ankles, continuous pain, has never, ever had a day from that time till that meeting where he wasn't in pain, just constant pain. Well, if that wasn't enough, 2 weeks prior to coming to the meeting, he falls. One of the screws begins to bust out of his ankle and leg. Well, so he comes to the meeting, and he comes in with an attitude. Well, who does she think she is? She thinks she going to heal somebody? And his wife said, honey, just come, just sit down, just, you know, don't. She's just trying to calm him down. So he comes in with this type of attitude. And I love it because when the presence of God, the fire of God begins to come, see, I start laying hands on people, and God just does what he does. Next thing I know, I'm hearing a commotion because he's watching his babies getting touched by the presence of God. That made his ears perk up, and he moved from his seat, and he came to the front seat to finally he was up there beside of his wife. I had no idea. I didn't know any of this prior to the encounter, the testimony. Anyway, so I get over back over towards them, and the presence and the fire of God hits his wife, boomerangs off on him. He goes out in the floor, flops around like a fish out of water, gets up off the floor. He's totally out of pain. I said he's totally out of pain. He begins to check himself. He starts jumping up and down on those ankles and the feet where they had screws. Amen. It was God totally touched his body. So much so that the pastor contacted me and she said, Connie, this is one of those type of miracles that needs to be documented. Come on. Amen. Needs to be documented. Just because of the goodness of God. Not because he was good enough. Not because he came with the right attitude. Not because he was even coming expecting anything. But because he's a good God. Come on. Because he wants to show his goodness. Amen. I have been decreeing and I declare in this house that not one of you will be left out. Not one of you will be left out in experiencing the goodness of your God. I said, not one of you will be left out experiencing the goodness of your God. Amen? Because see, it's not even really about whether you came with something or expecting something or not. It's all of heaven is going to breathe on you. All of heaven wants to breathe on you. Come on. Amen. Last report I got, now he's having to go back and no longer can receive disability. He's been on disability for over a year. He can no longer receive disability and going back to work. Isn't that awesome? Amen. They said he is the most bubbly, jolly man there. He hugs everybody. He can't wait to get there. Amen. Just the goodness of God. Amen. So those are the times we're in right now. That's what you've been set up for tonight. Come on. That's what you've been set up for tonight. Amen. Come on. I love it. All right. Listen to this. The Lord says that I'm moving my people in realms of fire. And I'm putting a mantle or a garment of fire on them, and I'm sending them forth. See, you never get an impartation from heaven, but what it doesn't come for purpose. And the number one purpose for Jesus being Lord of your light is that you would be a mouthpiece and a lamp for this world. Come on, amen. That you would be the one that would go and ignite his presence in someone else. Amen. I like it in Hebrews 12:2, if you've got your Bibles. God, I just thank you for the power of your word. I thank you in advance for the demonstration of your presence and your glory. I thank you, Father, for the angels of the Lord that are with me, for miracles, for signs, for wonders, for a demonstration of your glory. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. You are so good. You are so good. You know, I didn't share that testimony to puff me up in any way, but it's a testimony of the goodness of Jesus. I can't heal that man, but I'm a carrier of the power of God. You're a carrier of all of heaven. Come on, you got the goods, believe it or not, you really do. When you ask Jesus to be Lord of your life, to come in, be Lord of your life, you've got the fullness of all that He is residing on the inside of you. That right there ought to make you just go tilt. Fullness of all of heaven. That's why Jesus said, and you'll do greater works. How is that? You got the fullness of all that He is. Okay, Hebrews 12:12 says, for our God is indeed a consuming fire. See, when Elijah was found by Elijah, he cast a mantle on him, which caused a supernatural empowerment to begin to happen. Why do we lay hands on you? It causes a supernatural empowerment to begin to happen in your life. It quickens you. It wakens you. It causes you to be transformed once again into the likeness and the image of His dear Son. Come on. Amen. I love it. I said, you know, the real me doesn't really show up until that transforming anointing rests upon me. And then all of a sudden, I feel like that transformer. And the real me appears. Do you realize until you've stepped into that and you give yourself to that, the real you has not yet appeared? Come on, there's more to you than you're doing your job or being a mama or a daddy or a brother or a sister. There's more to you than that. Some of you need to take on some transformer mantle tonight. Come on, amen. So that the real you where Jesus said, I foreknew you. I predestined. I knew you when you were formed in your mama's womb. Come on. That's the one Jesus is coming after. Come on. Amen. The fullness of all that He is that resides on the inside of you, the fire in the presence of God wants to wake it up. Come on. He wants to wake it up. Listen, I love it because the earth groans for the sons of God to begin to manifest. Daughters, that doesn't leave us out. The earth is groaning for the manifestations of the sons of God, of the daughters of God. The earth is groaning, come on, the earth around us, your earth, everything that God has given you the ability to create an atmosphere, a sphere for His glory, your earth realm that God's given you everywhere you go. God said, I want you to demonstrate my kingdom there. Amen? Come on. Ooh, y'all are quiet. Help us, God. See, I believe that Daddy God Almighty is casting supernatural mantles of revival fire on us all in this hour. That's why I can boldly say not one of you will be left out. You're fixing to find out that He really, really is God, that He really, really is mighty, and you really, really do belong to Him. Wow. So revival fire, let me just help you with this a minute. Revival fire, it's not a destination over there. Come on. Revival fire is not, ooh, let's have prophetic revival camp meeting. So it's not a destination, amen. It's not over there, but revival fire is within you. Tell somebody, say, you're it. Come on, tell them like that, I mean, you know, with the attitude. Look, now look, you are it. You need to tell yourself, you're it.
You are the revival fire. You're it. Amen? So we're not trying to make anything happen, so to speak, in this church gathering meeting type thing. The fire of God wants to come and ignite you because you are it. Oh, you just wait. See, I believe that we're right in the middle. We are right in the middle of Acts 2. And we're right in the fulfillment of it, that our sons and daughters will prophesy. Come on. They're going to prophesy not because they went to school, not because somebody said, ooh, they're a prophet, they're a prophetess. They're going to begin to prophesy because they're sons and daughters of God, because the fiery weightiness presence of God so ignites them. Come on. Amen. This is where probably about 2-3 years ago, I began to tell the church everywhere I went. I said, I'm telling you, God is raising up a young generation that's going to bring many of us adults to shame. Because they're going to see the visions. They're going to have the dreams. They're going to prophetically begin to speak. Come on, Matthew, the day's coming. You're going to play the drums prophetically. There's going to be a rhythm from heaven that God's going to give you that's going to cause the miraculous to begin to bust out. Come on, amen? How does that happen? Just because he gives himself to it. Amen? Your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy. There's a place for every single person in the kingdom of God in this hour. That's why I can say no one gets left out. Nobody. Many believe that the devil has tried to defeat you, has tried to discourage you, tried to even disarm your courage because you've faced difficulties. You've had to face things that you thought, God, I pray to, I never have to face that, and yet you had to. Amen. The enemy has tried to disarm your courage. Disarm your courage. What do I mean by that? It's not that you muster up enough courage, but your courage, your confidence is in the Lord. If he came through one time, he's going to come through again. He didn't fail me then. He's not going to fail me now. He didn't let me go then. He's not going to let me go now. He came through for me then. He's going to come through now. He had something to say then. He's not going to let my light out and not say something to me now. Come on. Never. Amen. That's the goodness of our God. Many have been wounded, and you felt like no one would even want to listen to what you had to say. I love it because John the Baptist said it this way. He was the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Come on. Wilderness is a dry place. Wilderness is a place where you feel like you are out there by yourself. Wilderness is the place where, I like it, my husband says, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. I can't do it like he does. Come on. Woe is me. Nobody knows. Nobody understands. Nobody loves me. See, maybe you feel like you've been rejected even by the church. Maybe even by church people. Hello. But listen, I want to encourage you. The Lord's saying in this hour, I'm placing mantle of fire upon my people. I'm going to consume them and fuel their faith. Do you hear that? When the fire of God comes, it comes to literally consume every part of your being. Nothing about you gets left out. The fiery presence of God comes, it comes, and it fuels your faith. Come on, the very thing that looked difficult, all of a sudden when the fire of God comes, no more does it look difficult. No more does it appear impossible. Come on. It's a supernatural thing Father does. So he begins to fuel your faith so that you can move into revival outpouring that he has for you in this hour, in this moment, right here, right now.
right here and right now. Because remember I said it's not over there. It's right here. Come on, tell yourself, it's not over there, but it's right here. It's not over there, but it's right here. You're it. You're it. He says, for it's by my spirit, says the Lord, it's by my spirit that I'll move across the land. For many have known my ways, my form, and my function. But he says, now you're going to begin to know my rhythm and my unction. Heaven has a rhythm. Heaven has a rhythm. Heaven has a heartbeat. Heaven has a way for us to function. Come on. John 3:8 says it this way. He says, the wind blows where it wants to. You hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. That's why it's with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say that he's really going to begin to minister to several of you tonight in areas where oppression and depression has really, really been heavy. You've had moments, trinkles of breakthrough, but God says you're going to have the fullness of the breakthrough tonight. Come on. Someone is even privately and secretly even entertained thoughts of checking out of this life. God wants to minister to that. Come on, that's an enemy to your soul, and God hates it. Come on, because the kingdom of God has need of you. You can't check out. I said you cannot check out. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I got one amen in my corner. Glory to God. There's that baby. Prophesy, honey. Amen. So there's a baptism of fire that many of you are going to experience tonight. See, I can't make you engage with what Father has for you. All I can do is set the table and say, this is what he wants to do, and you have to give yourself to it. Do you realize that? You have to give yourself to it. I think it was last year. Did anybody see the movie called Impossible? Anybody see that movie with, who was in it? The Rock. And it was about a tsunami that came crashing in and wiped out a whole city. Did anybody see that movie? Nobody? You guys, y'all need to see. This is you did see it? This is a really awesome movie. Okay. So the Lord began to minister to me and talk to me last year when I was in a meeting with Ryan Lestrange, and I was the first one he pointed out and ministered to that night. And one of the things he told me, he says, the fire that's on my life, he imparted it to me. He told me miracle signs and wonders would begin to happen, and I've had that prophetically spoke many, many times over my life, but I'm just now stepping into the fullness of it. Amen. But listen, the reason why I brought up that movie is that I found out, I started looking at the tsunami waves and what all that's about, but it's currents in the deep. It's the wave that keeps rising. It disturbs the earth underneath the water. And it disturbs it to the point that the water begins to start moving with such momentum that the water begins to start building. It goes up, 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 up like this. And this at that point is when they call it a tsunami, because as it rises up and it comes up over, it blankets everything in its path. Totally consumes everything in its path. And this is what I'm talking about
this revival, this fire of God that's happening. Cindy Jacobs, who is nationally known, began to speak last year about the state of Kentucky. And one of the things that she said, prophetically said, was that God was igniting fire, like little camps here and there all over the state of Kentucky. God was igniting the state of Kentucky. Now, I don't know about you, but when I got that word, I was like, over here, Lord, over here. I'll sign up for that. I want to be part of whatever little camp, amen, that wants to get ignited. Come on. Amen. Over here, God, I want to be one of them. Amen. See, I'm crazy. I prophetically respond. When God says something, I'm like, yeah, right here. How about me? Amen. And God took me up on it. Glory to God. So the tsunami, it's a level of water that begins to take over, and you can't do nothing about it. Can't do nothing about it. And the Lord says there's coming a wave of His Spirit that no one will be able to resist. No one will be able to resist. Amen. That the wave, it's the wave of the fire of God. Amen. I love it. Smith Wigglesworth said this in 1940. He said, I see the greatest revival in history of mankind coming to the planet Earth. Uncountable multitudes will be saved. He said, nobody will be able to count those who come to Jesus Christ. No disease will be able to stand before God's people. This was prophetically spoken in 1940. Can I tell you, we are in that right now? The fulfillment of it right now. I said, we're in the fulfillment of that, like, right now. No disease. Come on, some of you ought to be standing and shouting to the top of your lungs. No disease will be able to stand before God's people. No disease will be able to stand before God's people. Like now. He says, I see whole hospitals emptied. Even doctors are running down the street shouting. He says, it will be a worldwide situation, not local. A worldwide thrust of God's power and God's anointing upon mankind. I can see it. I see it. I believe it. Many souls coming in the kingdom. Are you ready? Well, three of us have been believing God for some souls to come into the kingdom. We're going to see it. Listen, in 1975, Bob Jones, he died and went to heaven. He stood before the Lord, and Jesus asked him this question. He said, Bob, did you learn how to love? He had to admit that he had never learned to love. Come on, you know how you and I do. It's easy to love people that are lovable, but what about that stinker? Huh? What about that one that keeps letting you down, saying they're going to do this and do that and never come true through? Huh? Bob, did you ever learn how to really love? Miracles happen because Jesus was moved with compassion. And you can't have compassion without the love of God.
I said, miracles happen through compassion, but you can't have compassion without the love of God. So the Lord said, I'm sending you back. Just like he gave us another chance to outdo a plant sitting down in dirt. He told Bob, he said, Bob, I'm going to send you back. And I want you to teach the body how to love and equip them to know the things of my kingdom. Anything that the kingdom has available to us is always accessed through love. There's no other way. So simple, but yet we make it so difficult. Why are not miracles happening? Have you really learned to love?
Glory. They sure do. Amen.
Hey, and every miracle is like a Red Sea. Come on, it's where the impossible becomes possible. Amen. All right. So the Lord has showed him that that there would be coming a 1 billion souls coming into the kingdom in one great wave in the end times, and we're in that place right now. See, I believe we're in that moment now. Come on. Some of you have been believing God for some loved ones for a long time. Well, get ready to get their phone call. Get ready to hear from them. Come on. Get ready. Come on. Because they belong to God. You have cried. You have prayed. You've stood in the gap. God says, I've counted every single tear. I've bottled them up, and they are precious to me. Come on. And his presence and his goodness is going to so overtake them, come on, that they're going to say, Mama, I don't know what happened to me. All I know is I got to get things right between me and God. Come on. Mama, are you going to church? I want to go to church with you. Come on. Hello. Matthew 3:11-12. Let's just open up our Bibles. You got your Bible? Anybody carry their Bible anymore? Matthew 3. Let's open up your Bible. I can read it to you, but I want you to see it. Matthew 3, verses 11 and 12. Come on, we're talking about revival fire. The fiery presence of God. Amplified, he says this. He says, I indeed baptize you with water because of repentance. That is because of your changing your minds for the better, heartily amending your ways. Come on. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to fit or take or to even carry. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with
fire.
Some of you need to highlight that. He wants to baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. Verse 12, and his willowing fan is his hand, and he will thoroughly clear out and clean his threshing floor and gather and store his wheat in his barn, but the chaff he will burn up with fire that cannot be put out. Now, what does that mean? That's what I was talking to you earlier about. Areas of weaknesses in your flesh that you've not been able to get the breakthrough. You've not been able to conquer it. It keeps sneaking and raising its ugly head. When the fiery presence comes on you, it burns every bit of that up. You're totally delivered. Totally free. Some of it may be secret stuff nobody knows about. Some of you may need to be delivered from nicotine. Some of you it might be, you know, having to have a drink just to calm your nerves or so you can sleep better. Whatever excuse you're giving yourself to have it. Amen? Fire of God comes to burn that thing up to let you know there is more to you that's been invested inside of you than what you realize. And until I come with my Holy Spirit and my fire, until I come upon you like that tsunami wave and I totally engulf and consume you, come on, it'll always be a struggle. It'll always raise its ugly head. But I want to so consume you. I so want to crash in on you to the degree and to the point that you get up and every bit of that junk comes off of you. Forever. Forever. Wow. So John the Baptist was said he was probably one of the greatest prophets. Jesus even referred to him as the greatest prophet of all. So one, we find out he's going to come baptize us with Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen. One baptism, but two different components, so to speak. Amen. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere here. Are y'all all right? All right. Acts 1. Jesus says to his disciples, he says, you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not many days from now. Now listen, but he did not tell them at that point that you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire at that particular point. Then on the day of Pentecost, we see where the Spirit's coming in fullness to everyone that was in the house. We see that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's where the burning flames of tongue was on top of their heads. There was a moment in their waiting. I love the song Debbie started out. We wait for you. We wait on you to walk in the room. They were waiting. They didn't know what they were waiting for, but they were waiting. Not waiting, doing nothing, being passive. Not that kind of waiting, but they were spending time in his presence, waiting, knowing at any moment, I refuse to leave this place till whatever that is hits my life. Are you hungry enough that no matter what that is, come on, are you hungry tonight for the weightiness, that tsunami wave of the Holy Ghost, of his fire, to so crash in on you that the real you, when you come up out of that thing, comes that transformer. And it's like, whoa, that's the real you. Come on, that's the you that you were predestined, foreordained for. That's the part where the breath of God breathes on you, so consumes you. Huh? I love the prophetic ministry because it will always speak to you about something concerning your life that you can't even see for yourself, because all you can see is all you've ever known. And God says, I've got so much more. There's so much more I've put on the inside of you. But if you don't allow yourself to be so overcome, so immersed, come on, in my Holy Ghost presence, so emerged and overtaken, you will never know the fullness of all that I've placed on the inside of you. Come on. I'm talking greatness. Greatness that is yet to appear. Yeah. Somebody say Holy Ghost. All right. So what baptism means, again, it means complete immersion, completely filled, completely soaked, completely marinated. Some of you just need to be marinated in the presence of God. Come on, you know what it's like when you marinate some chicken, huh? And you put all that good stuff on it, and then you put it in the fridge, this is going to marinate for about 2 hours, and woo, when it goes on that grill, look out. Come on, because it's marinated for about 2 hours in all that juice. Some of you need to marinate tonight. You need to marinate in the Holy Ghost to the point that when you get up, woo, you are so juicy. Come on, you are so juicy with the weightiness in the presence of God. Huh? Need to marinate for a while. We came out of camp or had a tent meeting here, and it's still going on. And I have rolled in straw all week long. I have carried straw home in my hair, in my clothes, in the car, it's in the garage, it was in the bathtub. I mean, I've carried straw for about 4 days. Amen.
because I needed to be marinated before I got here. Come on. Amen. So completely marinated. So they were all filled, soaked, immersed in the Holy Ghost. It wasn't just one of them, but every single one of them. Nobody gets to be a spectator tonight. Everybody gets to participate. Yeah. So they were all filled. Amen. All filled. In fact, it said that they all appeared as tongues of fire resting upon them. Resting upon them is not baptism. It's not just resting upon them is not a full baptism. It's not full immersion. It's just resting upon them. Some of you, the presence of God is just resting upon you right now. Amen. But you're fixing to encounter the fullness. Fixing. Resting upon them. Listen, throughout church history, there's been those who have experienced baptisms of fire. It's not a one-time event. It's an ongoing. It's not a one, ooh, I got it, and I'm done. No, it's ongoing. I rolled in hay for 4 days. Yeah. I lost my glasses, my flip-flops, my water bottle, everything. Every bit of dignity went right out the window. And I went back and did it again. And again. Huh? Because it's not a one-time event. But it's about a corporate, it's a baptism of fire that has touched the entire body. Amen? John prophesied, he said two things would happen as a result of this baptism, these two different facets of the baptism, water and fire. He said this. He said, there will be a gathering of wheat into the barn. That means souls being brought into the kingdom. That is what the baptism of the Holy Spirit's for. And then Jesus said, you'll receive, amen, you'll receive dunamis working power when you've received the Holy Ghost. Does anybody remember when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Anybody remember? All right. Do I dare ask, when's the last time you took a drink? When's the last time you took a good drink of the Holy Ghost? Huh? I love it. My husband tells the church all the time they're about a quart low. Amen. Come on. You need to take another drink. The first night after I got home, after rolling in the hay all night long, it was so funny. In my sleep, all night, all I kept hearing that first night in my sleep was this. Drink, drink, drink more, drink. So I told my husband, I said, I got to go back. I got to drink more. Come on. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Some of you haven't laughed. I mean laughed till your belly hurts. I mean laugh. Some of you need to laugh again. Some of you need to get your song back again. Some of you need to encounter the weightiness to kindle the passion, your love for the things of God again. Some of you need that expectancy for the miracles to begin to happen, to begin to wake up on the inside of you again. Some of you just need to be completely marinated. I'd say 98% of everybody in this room needs to be marinated. You just need a full Holy Ghost tsunami wave. Come on. Of His glory, His presence, His fire, just to begin to overtake you. I like this So Jesus said that we're going to receive dunamis working power when the Holy Spirit's come upon us. He said that you would be my witnesses to proclaim me to the nations, that the gathering, so we see, amen, there's a gathering of peoples where God is wanting to demonstrate the fullness of his Holy Ghost power again. I said there's a gathering of people here in this place tonight where God is wanting to demonstrate the fullness of the Holy Ghost and power again. Amen. It's not that we just stop believing or we don't pray in tongues. We do those things. But when was the last time you just soaked in his presence? When was the last time that you just rolled all over the carpet and laughed? When was the last time, huh? When was the last time you felt healing virtue touch your body? When was the last time you felt the charge and the fiery weightiness of God on you, that it quickened everything on the inside of you and you came alive? Huh? Tell somebody, say, it's time to marinate. It's time to marinate. All right, I'm going to close and we're going to marinate. Are y'all ready? All right. See, I believe we're in these days, amen, where there's a corporate outpouring right now of revival, so to speak. It's a sovereign move of God right now. He's so crazy about us. So crazy about us. Come on. He's so passionately longing for you just to give yourself over to him again. He so wants to overshadow you and consume you. Come on. Fully emerge you with all that he is, afresh and anew. I thank God where I've been, but I'm glad I'm not still there. Huh? I'm glad I'm not still there. I'll never forget the night Ryan LaStrange touched me and just released that impartation. And I can remember going home and talking to the Father. I said, God, I have no idea what I just got, but I know I got something. And it's from heaven. And you're going to show me in the days ahead. And I'm telling you what, I can't explain it. I'm just enjoying it, and I love watching God's people to begin to experience it. Amen. See, I'm beyond the place of laying hands on empty heads. Amen. I think Jesus is doing all he can to provoke his people to press into him again. I believe Jesus is so wanting, so desperately, for some of you to begin just to experience the weightiness of his presence, where he just lays you out. Let me help you with something. If he lays you out, stay there for a while. Don't be quick to jump up and run out of that moment, because you're getting more than what you realize. He's doing in those moments more than what you realize. These are moments where he begins to touch every fiber and every cell of your being. This is where we begin to experience resurrection life all over again. Come on. Where the weightiness of who he is and all that he has rests so mightily upon you, you go down one way, but you come up completely different. Huh? This is where he causes resurrection life, so much so that any disease or diagnosis that's been given to you has to go. This is where the King of Glory steps in and says, you have illegally trespassed. That's my son. That's my daughter. Do you realize that if the Lord wanted you in heaven, he could just quickly just take your very breath from you? You do not have to go through sickness and disease, and you do not have to go through tragedy.
You are a son and daughter of God. I can be walking and talking with you in this moment and the next be caught up with him in glory. It's happened before. So I said, Father, why not me? Huh? Why not you? If you want to check out on this life, walk such a life that ignites everything around you. Huh? Get so consumed with the fiery presence of God, so much so that everything you come in contact with, it has to be consumed with all that you're packing. Nothing can remain the same. Wow. So the call of heaven's going out. Call of heaven's going out. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Let me fill you. The call of heaven's going out. The call of heaven's going out. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Let me fill you. You hear it? The call of heaven's crying out. The call of heaven's crying out. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Come and drink of me. The call of heaven's crying out. The call of heaven's crying out. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Come and drink of me. Let me consume you. I want to remind you, because you are not your own, but I bought you with a price. You are not your own, but I've bought you with a price. You are my beloved, my beloved, my beloved, and I'm coming after you. Coming after you. You are my beloved. You are my beloved. And I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Oh, come and drink of me. Come and drink of me. I want to consume you. Oh, I want to ignite you. I want to quicken you. I want to breathe on you. Oh, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Oh, come and drink of me. Come and drink of me. So I invite you, I invite you, son and daughters, come and drink of me. Oh, come and drink of me. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Because there's more of me. There's more of me. I hear the cry, I hear the cry, I hear the cry, I hear the cry. Oh, are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Won't you come drink of me? Oh, drink of me. Come on, come on, drink. Just drink, drink, oh, just drink. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Come and drink, come and drink. What are you?
you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Oh, come and drink. Oh, come and drink. Come and drink. Can I get somebody to help me right here? Drink, drink, drink. Drink, drink, drink. Never the same, never the same. Never the same, never the same. Oh, you'll never be the same. No, you'll never be the same. Never, ever, ever, ever. Drink, drink. Come on, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Come on. You want more of me, more of me. More of me, more of me. Shadow you, and I want to consume you. Oh, there's more of me, more of me, more of me. There's more, 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 more. So are you thirsty? Yeah. Oh, are you hungry? Oh, do you want more of me? Do you want more of me? Oh, are you hungry? Consumes you. Greater, greater, greater. Oh, greater, greater, greater. My glory consumes you. My fire empowers you. My glory consumes you. My fire empowers you. Oh, greater, greater, greater. Oh, greater, greater. For you, just for you. There's a rhythm of heaven. There's a rhythm of heaven. I said there's a rhythm of heaven over you. It's the sound of my glory. It's the sound of my breath. Oh, it's the sound. More for you, so much ahead of you. days ahead. They are so glorious. There's much joy, 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 joy. Yeah. The joy of my glory. The joy of my glory. It's my weighty presence on your life. My presence on your life. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You want to be one of those burning ones? Come on. Come on. Come on.
Lord, we
come on.
Lift up.
Are you one that says, God, over here? Over here. Come on.
As we praise your holy name, you deserve the glory. And the
depression. Come on, whoever you are, come on. Who is it?
Thank you.
have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling.
Is risen.
to keep you late. I know it's getting late, but there's somebody here that's having very difficulty swallowing, and the Lord wants to heal that. Who is that? You're having trouble swallowing. Don't miss this, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we release the anointing on Don's life right now in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the authority of Jesus. We say to that throat, be whole. Be unrestricted. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Pastor Shirley, I feel the weightiness of glory. Would you give me a minute? You know, I've had moments where I feel like I'm stepping into something and I can't describe it. That's being deposited in the house right in this moment. Involved in this house and where it's headed.
You're not quite finished. She's the daughter of the house. She's one of my spiritual children. My little girl. But I saw a woman of God tonight. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. He said that he is crowning you with glory and honor because he can trust you with it. Some people, you crown them with glory and honor and they take all the credit. And you need to do a little study about what glory and honor is all about. This is remarkable. May God always say that to someone. Because he can trust you with it. Crowned with glory and honor.
Well, that's a good start, wasn't it? And you know what the Word of God says? He who started a work in you will bring that work to completion. We got two more services. Wow. Completion. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to have our closing prayer. And invite you all back tomorrow night at 6:30. And then Sunday morning at 9:30. Heavenly Father, all we can say is thank you. And just thank you for being you. And for loving us. And for pouring out your grace upon us beyond measure. And as has been said before, your grace really is amazing. I bless each one as they go to their places of abode. Keep them safe on the roads. Bless them, Lord God, with your power and your presence. That we'll know it's there. It's always there. Sometimes we just don't know it. But help us, Lord God, by the unction of the Spirit of God, to say, what's wrong with you? My power's still here. I'm still with you. What are you crying about? Thank you, Lord God, for everything you've done, for every person you've touched. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
To worship.